Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. A Fairbanks woman escaped safely after driving her truck into Summit Lake. Alaska State Troopers report that 22-year-old Madeline Alexander fell asleep while driving near mile 194 of the Richardson Highway Monday. Troopers say Alexander's pickup went over an embankment into the lake. They say she and her dog were able to get out through a window and were picked up by another driver. Her truck, which was completely submerged, was pulled out of the lake. Work began this week on a project to widen a stretch of the Richardson Highway at the south gate of Eielson Air Force Base. The project will add turn lanes for the gate. As KUAC's Tim Ellis reports, the work will slow traffic through the area for the next 2 months.
45 miles per hour construction zone signs are up and work is underway around Eielson's south gate on a project intended to make it easier for workers and equipment to get to their construction sites on base. But State Transportation Department spokeswoman Caitlin Fry says motorists should expect longer delays through the area within a couple of weeks.
Most of the activity that is going to affect drivers is going to be from early to mid-August to about mid-September. That's when there will be periods where drivers can expect to see flaggers and pilot cars and a few more delays.
Fry says Fairbanks-based Exclusive Paving is working on the nearly $1.4 million project that's intended to ease access to sites on base where construction is underway on new facilities to accommodate two squadrons of new generation F-35 fighters and personnel.
After the project is done, drivers will see a new left turn pocket heading in the southbound direction, and there will also be a right turn pocket heading north.
Eielson officials say the south gate will be used only by contractors and other construction-related vehicles and equipment during the $500 million F-35 buildup. The officials expect the two squadrons will bring some 1,250 additional personnel to the base beginning in 2020. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.
Mailboxes blown up with fireworks along Chena Hot Springs Road have prompted an investigation by the U.S. Postal Service. The agency issued a notice Tuesday that says three locking mailboxes were vandalized sometime between Saturday and Monday morning. The Postal Inspection Service is offering a reward of up to $5,000 for information that leads to the arrest and conviction of those responsible. President Donald Trump isn't happy with Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski's vote Tuesday against opening debate on repeal and replacement of the Affordable Care Act. Alaska Public Media reports that Trump tweeted his disapproval toward Murkowski, stating that she, quote, let the Republicans and our country down, unquote. Murkowski and Susan Collins of Maine were the only Republican senators to vote no on the measure, causing a 50-50 split that required a tie-breaking vote from Vice President Mike Pence. The Alaska Dispatch News reports that Alaska's two Republican senators received phone calls from Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke, letting them know the vote had put Alaska's future with the administration in jeopardy. Murkowski did not comment on the call. State lawmakers are scheduled to vote today on the capital budget. Alaska Public Media reports that the package will include $20 million in oil and gas tax credits, provide an additional $8 million for municipalities, and $7 million to complete a school in the village of Kivalina. At less than $1.5 billion, it will be the smallest capital budget since the year 2000. Most of the funding, nearly $1.2 billion, is from the federal government. Alaska's first licensed marijuana business is having a good year. Pacalolo Supply in Fairbanks made Alaska's first legal cannabis sale last fall, and owner Cole Hollister told the Fairbanks City Council this week business has been good.
Every day, 25 below zero, people would be lined up in that parking lot. That's how much demand there was in this town to have legal place to go and buy marijuana.
Hollister says Pacalolo has made over 17,000 sales and generated $83,000 in tax revenue for the city of Fairbanks. He notes that until recent months, sales were hampered by a shortage of marijuana. Hollister holds up the store and four others that have since opened around town as a positive result of the drug's legalization.
The sky hasn't fallen. Marijuana is a very safe commodity. It has considerable medical benefits, and the number of people that come into our store every day looking for some type of relief is almost unbelievable.
Hollister says the majority of the store's customers are over 50. Hollister and two sons run the operation, which he says employs 17 people. Hollister spoke before the council Monday as it considered renewal of Pacalolo's retail and cultivation licenses. Alaska Marijuana Control Board member Brandon Emmett of Fairbanks also addressed the council, laying out positive impacts of the legal marijuana industry.
We've been able to capture tax revenue and create jobs and have stolen a significant amount of business from the unregulated market.
Emmett added that the Marijuana Control Board has heard minimal negative feedback about businesses statewide.
There has only been one accusation brought against a retail store, and that was in Anchorage, and that was surrounding the advertising restrictions.
Discussion of the Pakalolo license renewal did not draw any negative responses from council members, including David Pruse, who's kept a sharp eye on the new industry.
Never been a complaint. Operated well. First license we ever issued. They've done it very honorably, and they should be supported and should be renewed.
Pruse also noted a decline in local public opposition to marijuana business licenses and asked Emmett about the statewide perspective.
Do you believe that the public is getting used to the retail marijuana outlet concept?
I do. I think that marijuana is starting to become normalized. I think that people are realizing that it is an objectively safer substance than alcohol.
Pakalolo Supply was named Retail Store of the Year at a Northwest Region trade show in May, something Councilmember Joy Huntington took note of.
In any industry, it's great to set the standard high, and I think that that's been the expectation across the state. And Fairbanks, as usual, I think, has led the way in that, and in large part thanks to the efforts that you've put in to create a business that the community and your family can be proud of.
The council voted unanimously in support of renewal of Pakalolo Supply's cultivation and retail licenses. There is an active group of local residents opposed to marijuana, and City of Fairbanks voters will consider a ballot proposition in the October 3rd municipal election to ban commercial cannabis within city limits. Tonight, the Fairbanks North Star Borough Assembly votes on jettisoning the Vision Fairbanks downtown plan. Local officials and leaders say the current plan has outlived its usefulness, but as KUAC's Robert Hannon reports, there are funding risks whether the current plan stays or goes.
Local leaders, including Borough Mayor Carl Castle and City Mayor Jim Matherly, say the Vision Downtown plan has real problems. A recurring complaint is the plan, fashioned in 2008, is too specific, says Borough Community Planner Christine Nelson.
Fairbanks plan is so specific about where things should be located that it's actually getting in the way of good projects. One example is a roundabout at the Cushman Airport Way intersection.
Nelson says the State Department of Transportation is planning work at that intersection, and it determined a roundabout isn't feasible. Nelson says that specificity ties up grants for road work, since a different design won't comply with the plan.
Demonstrating that an intersection is compliant with the plan is almost impossible.
Nelson admits the year or so between killing the old plan and crafting a new one offers some risks in getting grants, but she says a more flexible plan will make it easier to realize what's envisioned. She does praise the outgoing plan's public inclusiveness, and she plans to better it.
Whether it's online surveys, community meetings, maybe stakeholder interviews, a wide variety of different avenues to give your ideas into the planning process.
In Fairbanks, I'm Robert Hannon.
And I'm Dan Bross.